In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Peter and I were talking this week about the challenge and absurdity of being asked to summarise your PhD thesis in 80 words for your university graduation ceremony. Yes, 80 words after writing about 100,000 words for your PhD over 30 years at some stage, but 3 to 4 years was usually. So I decided to take up a word summary challenge for my Advent sermon today. And here it is. Come, Lord Jesus. Jesus is our hope. Jesus comes to us where we are. I reckon I could almost sit down again now, don't you? But I'll present you the challenge of remembering those three. And I might even repeat them at the end to help you. So come, Lord Jesus. The Latin word adventus is the one which gives us our word Advent, and it's about something coming in a powerful way, an invasion, an incursion, a ripening and an appearance. And all these words are rich with the implications for the coming of Christ. Now, throughout our liturgy in Advent, through many liturgies, we call out to Christ to come. And often that is in the Aramaic words of the early Christians, Maranatha. Come, Lord, come, it means. And this cry carries within it a very strong element of hope. And if we can call out Maranatha in the midst of a culture that proclaims a very different way of viewing the troubled world, then we are giving ourselves over to another reality, one that is already here and yet still coming. So we place our confidence in the one who has come, is present, and is the future, and who draws us into that future. So in Advent, we hold our breath in anticipation. We wait. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the Lutheran theologian and pastor, wrote from prison, a German prison, during World War II, and not long before he was executed. Life in a prison cell may be well compared to Advent. One waits, hopes, and does this, or that, or the other. Things that are of no real consequence. The door is shut and can only be opened from the outside. The readings on this first Advent Sunday capture some of that tension that's there in that Bonhoeffer quote, expressing hope in God's intervention and pointing us to the coming of Christ, not as a vulnerable baby in a manger, but in glory and power, the cosmic Christ, that cosmic picture we find in Luke today. Come, Lord Jesus. How much we need this Advent mantra. Mark Oakley, who is a UK priest and dean of Southwark Cathedral in the UK, calls Advent a season in the vocative, calling out, reaching out, crying for help. Why do we need to call out? Well, we may be shocked by the distressed state of the world. In fact, we may be finding that we need to protect ourselves from so much negative news that affects our brain neurochemicals and hence our mood. Just a thought there. So, we may also be shocked about events that have happened in the church. And sometimes we are shocked by ourselves and our words and actions that have affected others. And with all that going on, all that shock, we may despair. In our first reading today, the prophet Jeremiah, often called the prophet of doom, has been calling out from prison with words of God's judgment to the rulers of Judah in the midst of a world that is collapsing. You see, Jerusalem is under siege by the Babylonians, and the leaders are trusting in their own egos and political structures rather than God. And just at this key historical moment of doom, God speaks through Jeremiah a new word of future hope, here in our reading today. And this is a word of healing, of peace, of restoration, a future hope for Israel, because God promises to act. There will be in the future a new Jerusalem that will be a place of security. How and why? Because God has promised to David that there will always be a leader in the Davidic line, and God is faithful. God's word can be trusted. So God says, watch for the signs of new life that will come in the land. All is not lost. Now, sometimes Christians read this passage as being about Jesus, who is the fulfillment of the promise to David. And yes, that is one layer of meaning. But in Jeremiah's historical context, it is also an important reminder that security is not found in current political structures and leaders, but in God. Because it is in God's hands alone that salvation will come. And so we cry out, come, because God is about justice and righteousness, and we yearn to see justice, righteousness, truth in the church and in the world. Secondly, we can hope, for Jesus is our hope. Hope is not the same as optimism. I heard Dorothy and Robin say on the By the Well podcast this week, hope is not the same as optimism, because hope arises usually in a context of despair. And we hope because God is faithful, and in that we trust. Walter Brueggemann, who is an American Old Testament scholar, particularly in the Hebrew prophets, says, hope in gospel faith is not just a vague feeling that things will work out, for it is evident that things will often not just work out. Rather, hope is the conviction, against all other evidence, that God is tenacious and persistent in overcoming the deathliness of the world, that God intends joy and peace. He goes on to say that Christians find compelling evidence for this in the story of Jesus, who with great persistence and vulnerability turned the enmity of society toward a new possibility and introduced a new regime where the dead are raised, the lost found, and the displaced are brought home again. Thirdly, Jesus comes to us. In Luke's gospel reading today, Jesus reassures us that he will come again to us, although we don't know when that will be, so we are to remain alert and watchful. Those who were listening to Jesus weren't put off by his talk of chaotic and stormy times coming. In fact, they were so interested and captured by him that they would get up early in the morning, our reading says, just to listen to more of what he had to say. And of course, we have that amazing apocalyptic language again in this reading about the signs in the whole cosmos that indicate the coming of Christ. And we notice how creation itself is showing distress. Just like Paul says in Romans chapter 8, as I was reminded in the By the Well podcast again this week as I listened to it. Romans 8, the whole creation groans as it waits for the coming of the Son of Man. And of course, we have a responsibility to the creation, don't we? Something, unfortunately, many forget. But do not fear. Redemption, liberation is drawing near. And human beings, communities, nations, and the earth itself are all part of God's coming redemptive action. We have already seen the movement of God towards humanity when we think about creation and the incarnation. So we are assured that God comes to us where we are. And this is not about that notion of the rapture. Maybe you've heard of the rapture. It's actually a non-biblical idea. The rapture where God comes and takes us away. But instead, we are looking into God's future, which is already reaching back to us and drawing us into that future. And God's future is already being fulfilled among us. So this is such a hopeful image, isn't it, of how God releases us and creation from all that binds. We do not need to be afraid when we notice signs of Christ's coming, but joyful. And we will notice if we do what Jesus exhorts us to do. What does Jesus say? Stand up. Twice Jesus says it. Raise your heads. Be alert. And we need to remember that Jesus comes to us every day, as well as in the future. And we need to watch for the signs. Dorothy Lee reminded us on the By the Well podcast that signs of hope are not limited to the church, but they can be found in the world also. And she cites the recent Royal Commission into Institutional Child Sexual Abuse. How that Royal Commission was actually outside the church, and it called the church to account. This is God already working in the world to bring hope and liberation for many. So when we say, "Come, Lord Jesus," we leap in a spirit of hope into a free surrender. And we are able to trust that Jesus will come again, just as Jesus has come in the past. "Come, Lord Jesus," is not a cry of desperation, but an assured shout of cosmic hope. "Come, Lord Jesus." Jesus is our hope. Jesus comes to us where we are. Amen.